Welcome to Time with Abba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 29th, Monday, 2019, day 119. Today's topic, wait until you have been clothed with the power from on high. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins, and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Psalm 61 verses 5 to 8. Judges chapter 9 verse 22 to chapter 10 verse 18. Luke chapter 24 verses 13 to 53. Proverbs. Verses 11 to 12. Today's main passages, I have two main passages. The first one is Psalm 61, verse 8. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. The second one is Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Jesus said, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Yesterday, we learned from Psalm 61, verse 2, that it is so easy to have a rock in between God and us. We need to cry to God to raise us up above our height so that we can be able to see, so that we can remember those saving acts God did to us, can be able to feel His presence, can have the hope for our future. And to experience God with us. The work of Satan is to steal our God with us away. He wants you to forget God and have got to forget God had been with you. Wants you to feel that God is not with you now, then you are not going to have your future, because without God with you, you would become a person full of insecurity. Jesus gave a command to his apostles in today's Luke 24, verse 49. He says, well, don't go anywhere after I have gone. You need to stay and wait until you experience God is with you. That you are being clothed with the Holy Spirit. Well, they were very obedient and they stayed and waited in the place they had the Last Supper with Jesus. Wait for 10 days. The Holy Spirit came. They were being filled and they had received the power they never had before to exercise signs and wonders, to start the early church and to change human history. May you be able to wait for the filling of the Holy Spirit every day so that you can experience the presence of God and you can enter into His protection, guidance, and blessing. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to wait for the filling of the Holy Spirit every day so that we can experience the presence of God and can be able to enter into His protection, guidance, and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration and encouragement? Number two, how can you start to experience the reminder and promise of waiting to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can experience God with us each day? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members of this reminder and promise. May the Lord bless you.